This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Trade for Deebo Samuel over the weekend for a fifth round pick. Wow. Deebo Samuel, 29 years old, in the final year of a big contract that's going to cost about $17.5 million in cap space for the Commanders. He's 29. He was an all-pro a few seasons ago. His production has come down. It was, you know, there was some talk about his dad bod a few weeks ago when he showed up on Radio Row for the Super Bowl. But, I mean, it almost cost them nothing.
Yeah, it's so cheap.
And I mean, according to Bickle, it's basically a sixth-rounder.
Oh, because it's the late fifth.
It's the 100. It's the 2025 pick, it's the 148th pick that was acquired from New Orleans in a previous deal, in the John Ridgeway deal, I believe.
I think your boy did predict that they were going to make a big splash for a big name.
Oh, I think they're going to make a few. This might be the first of a few.
It could be. You're right.
I mean, I don't know how you don't like the move. 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in. He's a physical, bruising receiver who can go across the middle.
Right.
You can also use him out of the backfield, run him some.
He's going to have, if he's healthy, he's going to have 35 or 40 carries, maybe more in the Kingsbury offense. And it's also a clear indicator that Peters, Quinn, and the brass know they need wide receiver help. As Jason's mentioned a few times, they only have two wideouts under contract at this point. Now, when the Deebo deal goes through officially on March 12th. 10th or 12th.
I think it's the 12th.
That'll be three.
Yeah.
Like, they needed bodies. And look, They know that they can't keep relying on Noah Brown and Zacchaeus. They needed a talent upgrade. Now they have a clear number two behind Terry McLaurin.
And Peters knows this guy from his days in San Francisco.
Right.
I know a lot of people are worried about his production, but again, a fifth-round pick. Well, they traded Jahan Dotson.
Got a third-rounder.
Got a third-round pick. And get Deebo Samuel for a fifth-rounder?
And again, look.
Think about that.
It's basically a one-year rental. This is a fancier version of bringing Zach Ertz in on a one-year deal because he's got 1 year left on his contract. He's making $17 million. This is also Adam Peters saying, I don't really want to pay T. Higgins $30-plus million, top of the wide receiver market. I don't want to trade for Tyreek Hill and pay that guy $30-plus million. Here you get cost control, $17
million,
and a guy who should be motivated to have a huge year because he's in a contract year.
Correct.
And he'll be in the last, like, bite at the apple phase of his career, his last real chance to make big money.
Yeah.
So, I mean, to part with a fifth-round pick for a guy with this sort of upside, I think it's hard to argue with it.
And people will look at the production from last year, but if you paid attention to the team and him in particular, he battled injuries the entire year. He was pretty much a question mark. He was listed as questionable, I would say, about half the games.
He had two huge things that derailed him. He had an oblique injury.
And he had a calf.
Well, and you're not even counting the pneumonia. He went into the hospital for pneumonia, which for a professional athlete, like...
Yeah, he had a bad
year. In the middle of the season, like, that's pretty tough to recover
from. He had a bad health year.
He had a really bad health.
And it wasn't just him. Look, San Francisco's entire offense was pretty much hurt.
Right.
But he is, when he's healthy, he's a star.
Right.
And he's not old. He's 29.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So he's not over the hill. And he can take it to the house. He's versatile. Like you mentioned, he can carry the ball. He can catch it, take it to the house. He's fast.
Physical.
Oh, he's so physical.
And the fact that they got him they stole him for a fifth round pick.
Yeah, and I wouldn't expect him to be 2021 Debo, where he had a ridiculous year. We had 1,400-plus receiving yards. Then he had another 365 rushing yards and scored 14 total touchdowns. Like, I don't see that Debo, but I see a Debo maybe, if he's healthy, that gives you 1,000 all-purpose yards and seven or eight touchdowns. Which
I'd say, yeah.
Which would be fantastic.
I would say minimum.
As your number two wideout.
Of course.
I didn't realize that he owned the NFL record for most rushing touchdowns by a receiver all time.
Yeah.
He's the first wide receiver to have 20-plus rushing touchdowns and 20-plus receiving touchdowns mm-hmm. in a career. He had the most rushing touchdowns in a single season in 2021, that year you mentioned. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. If you're a Skins fan, I don't know how you can't just be thrilled right. to add him to... You know, they have Eckler and him and now Terry. You just have guys that could just take it to the house at any moment. Versatile. Yeah.
And it kind of shows you that.
For nothing.
And yep. It kind of shows you that Peters and Quinn, they're all in.
Oh, yeah. They want to make a run.
They're all in.
This upcoming season.
Yeah, I mean, they traded for Lattimore last year.
Yeah.
That kind of showed you they were all in. Mm-hmm. They just needed a shutdown corner. Now they go out and trade for a legit number two receiver. I mean, he was their number one
right.
until, you know, he got injured, but they're all in.
So I don't know. I think I will say I'm not willing to go there quite yet. I think close. But if they do, like, if they pull off, like, a Myles Garrett trade, like one other yeah. big one, then I know they're all
in. They still have, like, $68 million in cap room after adding Debo to the mix. So they still have a lot of money to play with if they want to.
Well, the reason I say they're all in is because at the very least, they're going to have him for 1 year.
Right.
Okay, maybe if he has a good year, he negotiates an extension, sure. 2 year extension.
That's
I don't
something
know.
You deal with.
Or
down
maybe
the road,
he just
though.
Goes to free agency. But they're all in for next year right. because they're going out and getting a 1 year superstar.
And if you look at the wideout room now, Terry's the one, Debo slots in as a two. If you can re-sign De'Ami Brown, he's a perfect number three that's ascending, and then you've got Luke McCaffrey as your four, and then you might
maybe they draft
somebody else, maybe another smaller free agent signing. To mm-hmm. add to the room, and that room all of a sudden starts looking a lot better when Terry and Debo are atop the depth chart.
Yep.
800-636-1067. Your reaction. Here's what Jay Gruden, former Commanders head coach, said about the addition.
What's up, everybody? Jay Gruden here. Commanders get Debo Samuel. Some people say he's past his prime. He's hurt a lot. He's not worth the money. I disagree. I think Debo Samuel's perfect for Cliff Kingsbury's offense. They need another physical receiver. They need a guy that can go across the middle, snatch it, and run after the catch and play with physical, bruising style of ball. This guy can do it all, man. I really believe it. I think he's a perfect fit for the Commanders. For a fifth-round pick, man, you can't beat it. Terry McLaurin, Debo Samuel. Now we add another piece, maybe a big, long stride and fast son of a gun to really take the top off. Commanders are onto something here with this receiving core. Nice job.
Another thing, the Commanders... through the third most screens in the league in 2024. And that's where Debo lives. That's Debo's neighborhood.
Screen, yeah.
Like that's
because
that's
he can take a 1 yard catch and take it 25, 30 right. or to,
take
the
it to the house.
He mixes them in on jet sweeps, some gadget plays and
yeah.
What you see when you watch him and just watch his highlights, he's got great hands, he's physical
mm-hmm.
and you know, his after the catch stuff is crazy.
Now his yak went down to the lowest in his career this past season. But again, I think you chalk that up to mostly health issues more than just him like being washed or anything like that.
I don't see why he can't play at a very, very high level if he's healthy.
He can.
Yeah.
He can and he will if he's healthy.
Right. But again, what I love about it more than anything is beyond his obvious attributes that he provides in the football team is that it just makes the draft that much easier.
Yeah.
You know, when you can sign these impactful guys like this, acquire them, however, via trade or free agency. It clears up the draft a little bit, and now you can hone in on defense or hone in on offensive line, whatever it is.
Yeah.
I love it. All right, let's bring out some of these calls. 800-636-1067. I can't imagine a single Commander/Skins fan who is out there and was boo-hooing about this deal, especially when you saw the compensation. You saw the compensation was a fifth-round pick?
Yeah, give me
a
break. You got to pull the trigger on that.
I wiped my rear end with fifth-round picks. I mean, who cares? Let's go to John, Huntytown. John, what's up?
Morning, fellas. You there?
Yep. Yeah, what's up, man?
I got to tell you, the first thing that popped off in my head, and I'm a diehard Skins fan like you guys, well, most of you guys, if we can get the production of like a Pierre Garçon out of him, it's a win. And giving up a fifth, that was shocking. I know John Lynch is pretty squared away GM, but that's what came across. Like, if you think about it, the wide receiver, he's even more versatile when you can put him on the side, bring him across, especially when you're down the red zone, the 5 to 7 yard line. He can do things that Pierre couldn't. But you guys touched on at the beginning with across the middle. That's kind of like the comparison. If we can get that production, it's a win all day. Well, I mean, have a great week, boys.
Thank you. He'd be hard-pressed to match Pierre's production here. I mean, he had ridiculous campaigns here. He had a 113-catch season in 2013, 68, 72, and 79.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know if Debo is going to get up into that territory, especially with Terry being here, Eckler back, if Ertz gets re-signed. I don't think Debo is going to be a guy who catches 70 balls. If he does, then it's a massive steal.
Yeah.
Maybe not in this system, but his best was better than Pierre Garçon's best. He was an all-pro. That's best two receivers in the league
right. Just
a couple seasons ago. It's not 10 seasons ago. I saw all these comparisons, too, about the missed games because people are really worried, like, oh, he's injury-prone, he's banged up. And he's missed a couple games, you know, these last couple of seasons. But it was comparable to guys like A.J. Brown. We know how good A.J. Brown is.
He plays through injuries. But he's not like, he's not Justin Jefferson, Jamar Chase. No. Like, he's not Tyreek Hill level good. Like, he's never been that guy. But he's a guy who's going to augment what he does in the receiving game.
He looks like he's a guy
with 40 or 50 carries and be just an all-around weapon.
He's a 90-plus touch guy a season. 90-plus touches.
He can be.
That's what he was last year.
Yeah, if he's healthy, yeah, I mean, he is.
That was last year. And that was the year before that.
Yeah.
He's 90-plus touches.
If he's healthy, he's going to be a huge asset.
And in 2021, 100%. He had the friggin' 130.
Well, I mean, if he gets...
He's not going to do that.
If he gets close to 2021 numbers, it's the move of the last decade.
Yeah.
If he gets anywhere close to that.
I don't know if he's going to have 121 targets. I mean, he's got McLaurin on the other side. But if he has 80 or 90 targets, he's going to put up good numbers.
800-636-1067. What do you think? I know I have to say... My eyebrows were raised. I was kind of surprised that they pulled the trigger on it. It makes sense in hindsight, and we talked about why it would make sense with the connection to Peters and everything and the need. But I was kind of surprised that they actually went for it.
It's a one-year gamble with a lot of potential upside.
Very little to lose. I can't believe they got him for so cheap. I mean, it's crazy to me.
The Niners.
Well, Niners are in a situation where they've got to sign Brock Purdy.
They're kind of over a barrel. Like, Peters kind of had him in a advantageous spot.
Well, look, I mean, Debo asked for a trade before the extension 2 years ago, and they gave him the extension. But he always has wanted to go play somewhere else. He wasn't happy in San Francisco anymore. Why would you keep him if you know he doesn't want to be here?
All right, let's go to Tobias in D.C. 800-636-1067. Come on. Cakes, you know what? It's worthy of some music.
Sure.
I think it's worthy of music when you add a weapon like that. Tobias. Hey, buddy.
Hey. Good morning, Jux.
Good morning, Tobias.
Hey, lifelong Skins fan. And I tell you what, when the names came up with the wide receivers and T. Higgins and all this, the first name I said was Debo. Mm-hmm. I think he fits the locker room. And I think it was a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful deal.
All right, so he's in.
Thank you.
He loves Debo.
I think most people are going to be in.
Commanders.
I can't imagine. Give me a reason why not to be.
I mean, if you threw a second rounder, a third rounder to San Francisco for him, different story. Fifth rounder.
Come on.
It's a steal.
They drafted Diami, with the second round?
He was the third round pick.
Third round.
I looked on our Facebook page, and there was about 600 comments on the posts about Debo Samuel. There were some people that just feel like he's washed.
Well, they don't know.
And they don't think he adds much.
Hard for me to say at 29 that you're washed.
But if I think Cakes brought up Zach Ertz earlier. That was kind of the assumption about Zach Ertz.
If he has
I think you
got to
trust Adam Peters at this point, right?
I trust him.
Like,
sure.
So far, all right, you can question the Marshawn Lattimore deal. Mm-hmm. But so far, pretty much everything he's done here in Washington has worked out. And then it's kind of laughable when you see the comparisons. They traded Jahan Dotson, got a third rounder. Cowboys traded a fourth rounder for Jonathan Mingo. They pick up an all-pro, I know it wasn't last year, for a fifth-round pick, mm-hmm. almost a sixth-round pick. Well, I mean, it's ridiculous.
The other thing is that and Peters knows him. He knows the kind of character he has. Mm-hmm. He knows what he brings to a locker room. And my understanding is Anthony Lynn coached him at some point, too.
Yes.
So
they do know him, 100%.
They know him. They know exactly what they're getting. I guess the only question will be, what's left in the tank?
He's got to stay healthy. Yeah. As long as he's over the pneumonia and that oblique and doesn't have a bunch of nagging injuries to keep him out of games, it's definitely worth the risk.
Did you see Magic Johnson's deep, insightful tweet?
I did not.
What did he say?
He said, "It was nice to see my Commanders quarterback, Jaden Daniels, at the USC versus UCLA game. I know he's all smiles after our team acquired Deebo Samuel earlier today."
He's right. You know what? When Magic's right, he's right.
I think Jaden had a social media post, too. And it was interesting. He was at a 49ers game, I guess, 2 years ago when he was still in college, standing there with Brandon Ayuk and Samuel.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure
they know each other.
By the way, on a side note, the Niners want to completely blow up their wideout room because they got rid of Deebo, and they're discussing trading Ayuk if they can find any takers.
Well, if they bring Ayuk here, then it's over.
Well, I mean, he's coming off an ACL tear, but I don't know. He's kind of out there.
They could get those guys. Within a year, you're good.
Don't miss your window of opportunity. Upgrade your space now during Blinds.com's anniversary sale and save up to 50% site-wide. Blinds.com. Elevate your windows with the number one online retailer of custom window treatments. Blinds.com offers hundreds of premium window treatment options. Choose from woven wood and Roman shades to blinds, motorized shades, and more. All designed to fit your budget without sacrificing quality. Blinds.com brings the showroom to you with free virtual consultations and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Our design experts can help schedule a professional measure and installation, plus guidance for DIYers too. Blinds.com has been trusted for 29 years, earning thousands of five-star reviews. Shop with confidence, knowing you'll get upfront pricing, no hidden fees, and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. But hurry, these savings won't last. Shop Blinds.com's anniversary sale happening right now for up to 50% off site-wide. Save up to 50% site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Jay, what's up?
Hey, what is up, fellas? How y'all doing this morning?
What's up, Jay?
What do you think?
I love the trade because I'm looking beyond just what Deebo can do for himself. I'm looking at the fact that having Deebo out there, that's going to open up a lot of other big plays for Terry. They're not going to be able to just focus on him all game. That's going to open up the run lanes, too. And it's just going to have Jaden's just having a lot more options out there. I just think that's a real big thing. And if Debo can stay healthy, and one thing about this coaching staff, they're not going to put a lot of pressure on him. He's not going to have to carry a lot of weight like he did with San Francisco with us. So I like the trade overall, man. It's a good trade.
Right. Thanks, pal.
Thank you, buddy.
Jaden Daniels hit Instagram with his story. He said, let's work and let's get to it, gang. So he seems fired up. We'll get more into it coming up at 7 o'clock. Ask you to grade the trade, which we did in our poll of the day brought to you by Surfside. We love Surfside iced tea and vodka and Surfside lemonade and vodka. It's the perfect addition to any gathering. Each can only 100 calories with zero carbonation for easy sipping. You can find Surfside at your local bar and in convenient variety 8-packs at your local liquor stores. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly. You can vote at Junks Radio. Coming up next, we'll open up the Junkie Sports page. Give a little OV update. Getting into college basketball and more. Keep it here.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.